Om Shanti. On the 5th of June 2025, Bhog was offered in Om Shanti Bhavan by Shashiben, and we'll now be listening to the Bhog message. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, caring deeply, love-filled remembrances of all the brothers and sisters as I reach the subtle region. What did I see there? There was a flying vehicle, a Pushpak Viman, that was floating around the sky in the subtle region. And from this flying vehicle, golden flowers were being showered. It was a very beautiful scene, and I had the thought I should go there quickly, go nearer. So who was seated in the flying vehicle? I was not able to identify them instantly. After a while, the flying vehicle started to descend, and I noticed Baba and the invaluable jewels of the advance party were all together with Baba. Baba was pleased to see all of them, and as Baba was smiling, it felt as there was some big secret hidden behind that smile. After a few seconds, Baba looked at me and said, "Child, you've come?" I then said, "Yes, Baba, I brought everyone's loving remembrances with myself." And Baba again asked, "Have you brought everyone's loving remembrances?" But in fact, Baba has already invited all of them up to the subtle region. So they are meeting with Baba Dada in the subtle region. I then asked Baba where he had gone on a tour. Baba smiled and said, he went on a tour to meet all of the beloved children in all different corners, the children who are the light of Baba's eyes, the lights of the world. I went to meet all of them. Baba said this and then became very quiet. I started to wonder, why has Baba become so quiet? Baba then started saying, "I met all the children, there's a lot of zeal and enthusiasm in the children. However, when Baba was seeing all the jewels, the light of some of the jewels, that is some of the children, was a bit bright, some was a bit less, some was a bit dim, some was flickering. Baba has made the children the lights of hope, but sometimes these lights fluctuate, sometimes they go up, they go down. So seeing all of this, Baba thought, the task of world transformation, the task of showing the way to those who are wandering around. There's so many souls who are still yearning for just a drop of attainment. So all these different tasks are not being accomplished at a fast speed by the Brahmin children." I was silent because Baba was sharing the result of the children's efforts. I then said, "The children are making effort, Baba." So Baba said, "Yes, the children are making effort according to their own capacity." After that, Baba showed a dome of light. So there were different colored rays of light spreading from this dome. So on the first dome was written, Videhi, bodilessness. And the stage, the fiery stage of yoga. So it was a very bright light that was spreading from that area. And as anyone was going closer to that, they didn't even have to touch the light. They could feel the vibrations of that light, which was spreading all across the world. And the second area of this dome of light was written, Baba's companions and those cooperative in the father's task. So that particular light was going up, sometimes going down. Baba said the children are cooperative, they are companions in Baba's task, but sometimes they have the arrogance of I, that consciousness of I doesn't allow the light to spread at the fast speed as it should. And then the third area of the dome was a different colored light. So it was very beautiful, but it was moving around a lot here and there. Baba then explained, some Brahmin children's intellects wander here and there, because of which, even though they're engaged in Baba's task, they're not able to be as successful as they need to be. Baba then said, situations, the call of the devotees, souls are searching, yearning for just a drop of attainment. So to accomplish all of this, you children have to practice special tapasya. So yes, you are engaged in tapasya, but time is telling us right now, so according to what time is telling, the balance of tapasya is less. So according to the requirement of time, the balance of yoga tapasya is less. So time is moving fast, the task out there, the activities out there are moving at a fast speed, but you children also have to do the same. So what do you need to specially have to do? Keep time in front of you, be the detached observer, remember tapasya, and then thirdly, time is to be introverted while carrying out every task. The children go into the expansion of many, many issues and situations, but rather than going to the expansion, come into the essence of every matter. Then you'll experience your own perfection, you'll experience yourself to be equal to the Father, you'll be able to also glorify the Father in the world. Baba then emerged all the Brahmin children in front of him and then presented them with a gift. It was a sparkling golden stick on which was placed a beautiful flower. And on that, at the bottom of the golden stick was written, there is a button on the golden stick on which was written, you be attached observer and a companion. So as the children pressed the button, the flower started to revolve and spread rays of light in all directions. And so the entire atmosphere became very, very pure. Baba said, people of the world do so much effort to purify the atmosphere, but Baba has already given you this task of being, be seated on the seat of a detached observer. Remember Baba, your companion. This will enable you to empower yourself and you'll be able to spread vibrations in all four directions. So as each one received this stick and flower, they were very, very happy. They were very pleased to receive this gift. And they said, Baba has given this lovely gift. Baba then said, look closely at it. So as they looked at the flower, there was a point in the center of the flower. And as they looked for focused on the power, on the point, on the dot, the children experienced a lot of power. So Baba then said, you children have to practice the seed stage, the stage of being a point. And as you do this, you'll experience a lot of strength within you. You'll never have the feeling that you're not, you're empty inside, you're not able to empower yourself from Baba. So when you do this, you'll be able to help in the task of world transformation, you'll be able to go across all the situations of the world. Baba was showering a lot of love on the children. The children were using the flower and moving it around. So a lot of rays of light were spreading and creating a beautiful atmosphere. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then said, "So just look at who's in front of Baba today." I said, "Baba, the children are in front of you." Baba said, "Yes, it's the children." But Baba had already emerged the beloved children in front of him. We have a group from Cuttack, Odisha, who have come to for their bhatti in Pandavavan. So Kamlesh Didi has brought Baba's children from Odisha, Cuttack, for their bhatti. Kamlesh Didi from the beginning, Baba said for Kamlesh Didi, this child has always maintained the flying stage from the beginning. She's always maintained strong faith in Baba, one strength, one support. And this has always kept the child, Kamlesh Ben, very, very full, very strong. She continues to take everyone along as she progresses. Baba emerged all the children in front of him. Remember that you have to also always fly. Continue to fly. Continually make the gathering very strong and make everyone fly. There were a few souls that offered bhog. I gave remembrances on behalf of all the souls to Baba. Baba emerged them in the subtle region, gave them all drishti. Baba gave the answer to every child's thoughts. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.